You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio coming to you from downtown Salmon Arm. What's community radio? It's diversity-driven, volunteer-produced alternative media. Hear different music, get exposed to different opinions. Go to voiceoftheshoeshwap.ca and see what The Voice has in store for you. Join up and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're listening to the old guys, 350 years of musical experience, led by our own Sandy Cameron on sax, with Bill Lockey on bass, Don Ross on piano, Donnie Clark on trumpet, honorary old guy Gareth Says on drums, and Sandy's friend from the Victoria jazz scene, Chuck Howard on trumpet, who coincidentally will be introducing the next song.
This tune was actually written in France. And imported into Britain. But it was written by an Englishman who was in a pub over in Calais just before the Second World War. And it became a very popular wartime song, along with The White Cliffs of Dover and several other songs that you know about. Anyway, it's an unusual origin for a song that's so typically British.
Thank you. Miles Davis made this tune, continued to make it a great jazz standard. There, a lot of the standards that were sung that had, you know, were great lyrics and everything, they became, the melodies and the chord structures were so strong and so beautiful that they became an important part of the performance, especially guys like Miles Davis, especially, and he recorded this a couple of times, and Chuck's gonna start. This is Stella by Starlight.